Talkback Time with Smithy, brought to you by Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Call now for a chance to win today's $50 Chemist Warehouse voucher. 0800 150 811.
Yep, that's the number, 0800 150 811. Love to hear from you on any number of subjects. Neville from Dunedin, love to hear from you about Ryan Fox's performance. Lydia Ko just falling a little bit short, but still another terrific performance from her. Anyone like to call about the NRL Grand Final? I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I didn't back any team. I didn't have any allegiance to either side. I just loved it as a spectacle. And that was on and off the park as well, just by the by. It was fantastic. And then, of course, the NPC. What do you make of sides like Northland getting through to the playoffs? What an achievement for them. And how do you think they'll go this weekend if you're interested in rugby union? But in the meantime, Logan, you got something for us?
I do, Smithy. Just having David Long there talking about the Rugby League World Cup, of course, that is coming up. The Kiwis have just announced the squad that will travel, and six grand finalists have been included in that, including James Fisher-Harris, Moses Leota, Scott Sorensen from the Panthers. And then on the Eels side of things, you got Dylan Brown, Isaiah Papali'i, and Murata Niokora. The rest of the squad, Smithy, out of the Melbourne Storm, you got Nelson Osofa-Solomona, Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich, and then you've also got, I've already mentioned those guys, Kieran Foran is back, Peter Hicku, Jerome Hughes, also from the Storm, Sebastian Chris from the Canberra Raiders making a debut there, awesome for him, Isaac Liu from the Titans, Joey Manu from the Roosters, Jeremy Marshall-King, also set to make a debut there out of the Bulldogs, Ronaldo Mulatalo from the Sharks, Charles Nicol-Klokstad from the Raiders. Of course, now he's going to be a Warrior. He will don the black jersey again. Britton Nakora, also from the Sharks, Murata Niokora from the Eels, Papali'i, Jordan Rapana from the Raiders, Scott Sorensen, he's also going to set to make a debut there. Awesome for him after winning the grand final there with Penrith. Joey Tapani from the Raiders, heard a lot of big things about him this year, Smithy, so he's a big name. Jared Waiwera Hargraves from the Roosters, question marks about whether he would get in, of course, with his band, but he will be there. And then the sole warrior in the squad, Dylan Watene Zalesniak.
Okay, thank you. We'll name that side again throughout the morning. So that's something else you could comment on 0800 150 811. People saying that that is a very strong squad already, Logan, and amongst the favourites for the tournament.
A lot of people are saying that. It puts me on edge, Smithy, because, I mean, Australia just don't play. They don't play international footy, and we haven't seen Mal Meninga's side yet. I know we'll talk to Vossi about that later, about who potentially could be in, who's played their way in. But I just, I'm a little on edge about everyone calling the Kiwis the favourites here for some reason.
Okay, right. We'll take your calls now on 0800 150 811. And Cliff from Dunedin, I thought you might call in, and let's celebrate Ryan Fox this morning, shall we, Cliff?
That's the thing, yeah, Foxy. What a brave effort through there. That was a tough battle, that four rounds. That was a horrendously windy day, the second round, and he hung in there, and then he made a move, and he battled away on the last day and did the business, and yeah, like he's got himself in a good ranking now. If he holds that there, he's going to feature in all the WGC tournaments. He'll get an invitation to pretty much anything he wants to play in now. So he's in a position now where at a good age, he can really make some good money in the PGA. If he can get in there and get his drive going nice and straight, he's a number. He's a number to take some good tournaments on, even on the US tour.
I watched a lot of it, Cliffy, I've got to say, and I was absolutely I was thrilled for him. I don't know him that well, but I've met him, and he's a terrific young man. He's been a great ambassador. Second win this year on the DP Tour, so, you know, it was no fluke. It just seems now that he's got this belief where he can be part of it. He can be part of it any time that he appears that he wants to be part of it now. Course, he had an injury, was it socially He had an issue with a barbecue or something, and he was unable to play for a couple of weeks, and then he came back and played last week. It wasn't so good, but honestly, that is a hell of, and it's amazing when tournaments or golf courses just seem to fit the eye of people, Cliff, isn't it? And, you know, he's played well in the Dunhill before with Shane Warne, of course, but it just seems, it was like fate, really.
Well, he played, had to play the three courses, the King's course, the Old Course, and Carnoustie. So, I mean, they're all links, but they're all a wee bit different. I mean, a lot of them have got the burns. They do make it a bit tougher for him to play the big drives because, you know, you go through where he does, he can end up in the burn, things like that. But he played well. I watched the league last night. I didn't last the last 15 minutes or so. I knew that they had it. That fullback of the Penrith, what a great player. You know, he made an amazing, great cover tackle. And just when Parramatta were getting something going and stopped that try, and then he was good on attack as well. But, yeah, Penrith just motored away at the start of that game. And, you know, 20 points up or something at halftime and, let a couple of late ones in. But, yeah, they're well coached, well led by the son of the master, and it was good. It was good to see a team who deserved to win, play well and win. That was good for me.
Cliff, always enjoy your calls. Thank you, and enjoy your appreciation for the golf as well. So, thanks so much for calling in this morning. Got a couple of texts that have come in. First of all, team, has anyone checked on Ricardo? Not a great weekend if you're a Man U and Para fan. Up the Panthers, that's from Chris. Well, we'll be checking in with Ricardo after 10 o'clock, actually. Chris, hopefully he'll answer the phone. But conceding six goals, nine-goal bonanza, the Manchester Derby. But in all honesty, conceding six of them to Man City, they won't be too chuffed about that. Carl has come in with an interesting observation, which I never really considered, but you're spot on. How stupid is it with the NPC playoffs that for the first week, teams play a team from their own pool that they played again during the season? The pool should have crossed over. Any thoughts on that? Totally agree. I would have thought, actually, when I was thinking about that, I didn't even notice it. Logically, I would have just thought you would play someone from the other conference. If you were qualified in the odds conference, you would play someone in the evens conference. But obviously, not the case. So they'll have their reasons for doing it, but I would have thought that would have been interesting just looking at those playoffs, actually. So the Battle of the Bridge version 2 this year will be on Friday night. North Harbour will host that against Auckland. That's a 7:05 kickoff. Then we'll have a repeat of the successful Shield Challenge for Wellington, of course, now the holders. They're playing Hawke's Bay on Saturday at 2:05. A little later on Saturday, Canterbury play Northland at 4:35. And then on Sunday at 2:05, at Waikato, host Bay of Plenty in a rematch. Yes, a rematch from yesterday. So you're right, Carl. It does seem a bit stupid when you put it that way. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we shall either have some more calls or we'll move on to some other topics. Right, shall we go to Scott first? We'll go to Scott from Wellington. Morning to you, Scott.
Morning, Smithy. How you going?
Oh, I'm good. I've had a bit of a late night, I've got to say, but I don't regret it for a second. I loved the league and absolutely loved watching Foxy win.
Oh, it's good to see New Zealanders doing well, and I'm not a huge golf fan, but, you know, it is nice to see him up there and doing well, and as you said, obviously getting into the top 30 now, which is pretty impressive for someone from New Zealand. But obviously the same with the league staying up watching that, and as one of your texters said, I feel sorry for Ricardo in a space of a few hours, his whole world came crashing down. I think the Panthers, they definitely deserve to win it. I think you could see from the start, Penrith looked so calm and composed, whereas Parramatta just, they came out, they seemed like they were a bit overexcited. Even at half time, obviously Penrith, obviously 18-0 up, but, you know, just so relaxed in the dressing rooms. They just looked like they couldn't sit still. So they might have just been a bit too hyped up for that game. But obviously good to see the best team of the season, obviously winning it. And it would have been nice if my bets had come through. I needed Sebo to score a try, but obviously dropping the ball over the line didn't help. And that was almost $500 later, unfortunately. So, but disappointing. But, it was a good game and, well done to Penrith at the end of the day.
You actually make a very good analysis there too. It wasn't just half time where I thought the Parramatta were on edge. I thought before the game there was just a... I don't mind hype and I don't mind, sides being, keyed up for the big occasion. But within reason, and I think that's a good observation because I noticed before the game, boy, were they up. They were probably so far up... that they had to go only in one direction, which was down. And, of course, when they couldn't do anything in the first 10, 12 minutes, and then, of course, the Panthers' class came through, you just kind of wondered whether they were going to go from there, Scott. So a really good point you made there. And I'm sorry about your bet, 500. Play Stump Smithy and get it back, mate. Play Stump Smithy, get it back around 11:30. Brucey from Christchurch. G'day, Bruce. Morning, Bruce.
Smithy, hi. How are you?
Oh, g'day. How are you, mate? Nice. What did you make of sport overnight or over the weekend?
I didn't watch the NRL final. I listened to a bit of it. Hey, look, Ryan Fox, I'm absolutely thrilled for him. He seems to have, once COVID got sorted out and he got back to his bases and has some more stability, he's improved two or three really important things. And it's hugely helpful having a long, long drive off the tee. If you can hit your drive massively like he does and reasonably down the middle, it opens up huge advantage. He's worked on lots of things. But another thing I noticed with Kiwis, we play a lot of golf in the wind. When do we ever go out and around a golf and it's not bloody windy? Mm. I've always thought we've had an advantage in the wind when we're playing against other players. And in saying he rises to 30 in the world, I don't know if he'd want to play in the PGA full-time. He's sitting in Europe. He can pick what he wants. The different style of courses over there are a lot closer than New Zealand courses. He can play what he wants. He probably doesn't have the very elite players over there like in America. So it's a bit of an advantage to him as well. So that's the way I see it. And he'll play in America when he wants to, I think. But long may it continue, and always been a fan of his. And, looking forward to getting some more trophies in the future, along with that other fellow I mentioned last week, young Hillier. So, yeah, mate, bring it on.
Bring it on. Golf's in great shape. Lydia Ko just missing out to which was unfortunate only by two shots, but... very popular win too for Charlie Hull out of England, a terrific golfer, and has been around for quite some time, even though you look at some of these young ladies playing and you think, my God, they're only in their late teens, early 20s. Some of them have forged such great careers at such a young age, and Lydia Ko is the top of that tree as well. Bruce, thanks very much for your call, and thanks to everyone that did call. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll have a multi to start the week off.